We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. On my last program, we featured I Know I Can, an organization which not only helps Columbus City School seniors get into and pay for college, but it also provides workshops for parents and resources for middle and elementary students. On tonight's program, I'll continue the conversation with I Know I Can's Director of Early Awareness and Grants, Amy Wade. She'll tell us about the lifeblood of this organization, its volunteers. You know, the motto of I Know I Can is dream big, work hard, we'll help. And that's what those volunteers do. So I'm looking very, very much forward to hearing all about this volunteer effort that we have at I Know I Can and learning more about this wonderful organization. So welcome back to Teacher Talk, Amy.
Thanks, Sue. It's nice to be back.
Well, it's really great to have you here. And I'm talking with Amy Wade, who, as I already said, is Director of Early Awareness and Grants at I Know I Can. And Amy, for those who may not have caught our October program, I thought perhaps we could go back and recap a little bit. Could you give us an overview of the missions and goals of I Know I Can?
Sure. I Know I Can's mission is to inspire, enable, and support Columbus City School students in both pursuing and completing a higher education post-secondary degree. So we focus on working with that inspire piece, working with middle school students, doing a lot of programs to get them thinking about college, what options might be available to them, helping them connect the lifestyles that they tell us that they want to live with
the lifestyles of the rich and famous, I'm
with,
sure.
Yes, exactly. With a career that might put them on track for some of those goals that they have for their financial and social and overall well-being in terms of the future. And then we work with our high school students. That's when we focus on that enable. So addressing a lot of the procedural barriers that students experience when it comes to higher education at that time, helping them get registered for the ACT, SAT, helping them do college admissions applications, as well as writing their essays, whatever it may be at that time. FAFSA, the financial aid, becomes very important. And then when we talk about inspire, enable, and support, we also are following our students through once they get to a college campus. So making sure that we didn't just help them get onto a college campus, but that they are successful when they are there. So helping them negotiate what life is like after high school on a college campus and what steps that they need to take, whether it be time management or financial education, for them to be successful and focus on those academics.
You know, that's so interesting that each one of those words that you used also kind of corresponds to a different age group, although I'm sure they can also kind of mix it up and segue from one to the other. And the inspire part, where we're looking at the middle school students, do you find in working with these children, because they are still pretty much children at middle school age, do you find that they have clear-cut ideas of where they want to go, or are they pretty much in general in terms of where they want to, where they see themselves in the future?
I personally enjoy working with the middle school students. I think it's very refreshing because their eyes are wide open to all the opportunities that might be out there for them, that there's a number of ways that we can kind of align the things that they're naturally good at, their learning styles, their interests, with potential careers. And it's refreshing to, in the sense that, you know, when you work with high school students who haven't maybe made the right choices along the way, it becomes, you're working with a limited set of opportunities for those students in terms of where they might be able to go or what type of aid is available. But when you're with middle school students, you really have that opportunity to drive home the message that, you know, you're in the part of the clean slate club right now,
right.
The world is yours, that all the opportunities that you want for your future can be available to you, but these are the steps that we need to take right now in terms of academics, behavior, and then also the procedural pieces that relate to being college ready.
Now, and so you're also, though, looking at careers, is that correct? And do you find when you initially go in that these kids tend to have a kind of conservative view of careers? And by that I mean, doctor, lawyer, nurse, teacher. It seems like that doesn't change. Oh, and maybe and
performers.
Maybe performer, athlete, and, yes. and video game creator.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that that's kind of where they are initially?
Yeah, we do see that there are limited kind of visibility in terms of career. And we do work with a lot of students that say, you know, I want to be a teacher, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a professional athlete because of what they've been exposed to.
Sure.
So letting them really go through and do some career interest inventories and exploring kind of their learning styles, their personality types, and then making some sense out of that, aligning that gives them a bigger overview of what's really out there, careers that are in demand, what are realistic salary expectations, and they start, you can see kind of the light bulbs going off. They're starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
That's so wonderful that you're helping them at that young age because, as you say, sometimes if you catch a kid when they're already a junior or senior in high school, the choices that they've made really do limit them as to what's going to happen to them in their futures. Well, Amy, what are your duties? You are the director of early awareness and grants. So what does that mean?
So I spend a lot of time on our programs that serve the 6th through 10th grade students is an area of focus for me. We, as the history of our organization, we were initially a scholarship organization, and then we started working directly with our high school 11th and 12th grade students on the procedural pieces, ACT, SAT, FAFSA, the things that I mentioned. And then just within the last 5 years, we realized that we can still help kids, but again, the options are limited. So what can we do to get more students kind of on this college trajectory or on a path where they have lots of options, and we're really helping them sort out and sift their options later on in life versus, you know, being the bearer of bad news.
Right,
so
right.
I spend a lot of time working on, you know, our curriculum and the programs that we deliver in the middle school and those early years of high school and making sure that it aligns. So students are progressing through and we're building on lessons so that when we get to 11th and 12th grade, the students are beating down our doors and the procedural stuff they're already aware of, they know, and we are just there to, you know, give them a little bit of help through that final process.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal really with working with early awareness is to make sure our high school advisors in 11th and 12th grade have so many students in need of their service in terms of college, helping them get their college application sent off and their FAFSAs in, that you know, we have more students exploring all their opportunities.
When you're working with these middle school kids, and it sounds as if you love doing that, are you working, do you have to work closely with the teachers? Or, when you come into a building, when you come into a classroom, it seems to me like you have to have some real cooperation there because there is also a curriculum.
Yes, we do... you know, a little bit of both. So we are directly in the schools and we are very fortunate that we participate. The other aspect, main aspect of my job is writing grants. And we do have a federal grant that we have AmeriCorps members that are part of our organization. So they are a big piece of our volunteer initiative as well. But we have AmeriCorps College Guides. And these are 13 young individuals, recent college graduates who spend a year with us, 1,700 hours a piece, providing direct service. So they go in and deliver a lot of our curriculum in the classrooms, in the middle schools, work with the guidance, work with the teachers. And the middle school students relate really well to them because mm-hmm. they can look at, you know, this person as my near peer and say, you know, they just finished college. They look like me. They think somewhat like me.
But of course, you also have to be working with the Columbus City school teachers yeah. as well. I mean, you know, otherwise you're in their classroom,
yep.
right? Right. Okay. Well, how was the 25th anniversary celebration? That happened back in October, and I know it was one of your really big events of the year. So tell me just a little bit about that.
Right. Well, it was a wonderful celebration. We really had the opportunity at this event to honor our founders and bring together some of our longtime supporters in the community and also some new supporters to really promote awareness of our organization. So it was a great great way to bring together past, present, future to honor and celebrate, but really also talk about the direction of I know I can in the future.
Okay, well, that's great. And every once in a while, we need to do that, don't we? We need to stop and think, you know, what are the needs of today as compared to the needs of the past? Well, now, I know that volunteers are very, very important to a program like I Know I Can. And, I've had different individuals on Teacher Talk who have been in mentoring programs in the Columbus City Schools. They've been in, their reading buddies and all of that. And so often what I hear is that people feel very comfortable working with the younger students in an elementary school. And certainly, sometimes they're less challenging. They're not, they don't see themselves at the adult level yet. But what about the volunteers that you have who need to work in a high school? Do you have more difficulty getting volunteers to do that? Or is it pretty much the same no matter where your volunteers, wherever you're going to place your volunteers?
We've been really fortunate with our volunteer engagement efforts. We do try to align our volunteers with their comfort. So we have moved in the past, I would say, 10 years from, being a volunteer-driven organization. Now we have a lot, not a lot, but we have some staff who do provide that day-to-day kind of college admissions, financial aid expertise in the schools that we can really look at how do we augment our professional services that we're able to provide with volunteers. So we move to more of a programmatic focus with the volunteers. So it's really like, what are you good at? What can you bring?
Right.
So if we have volunteers who say, I have limited time for training, but I'm really engaged in what I Know I Can does, we can say, great. We can host you at Blueprint College. You can help us. We always need people that help set up for the programs or are willing to help serve dinner to families. So that's one option. All the way to if you have expertise in financial literacy, financial education, accounting, we have volunteers that come in and help with our FAFSA nights. So we try to take,
And that's the college aid nights,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Applying for college aid.
Exactly. So we try to align what is the interest of our volunteers to what are the needs of our programs. And sometimes it could be something as simple as, I went to college out of state and, our students have limited exposure to colleges outside of, this region versus
right.
out of state. So even helping a volunteer to organize a talk with students about opportunities to explore college out of the state of Ohio is another area.
Another perspective.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get these volunteers in the first place, or how do they discover you? I mean, is it because I Know I Can, as you said, it's been around for 25 years, and certainly I think most people in Columbus have heard about it. Is that how people end up volunteering? Do you recruit them, or how does that work?
A little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure
everyone needs
a little bit of mix. So we are very fortunate because we have been around that we have cohorts of long-term volunteers that we know, Joe or Sue or whomever are going to be at our FAFSA nights this year, and they'll be participating in our training and helping families individually go through that application to get some financial aid assistance for college. And then we also do recruit volunteers for special, again, programmatic focuses. So we do that by working with relationships in the community, with corporate sponsors and friends, as well as even with college campuses, getting some current college students out to do some volunteer work as well. And then anyone who finds us can learn about our volunteer opportunities on the website as well.
Of course, of course. Okay, so your volunteers, is this typically, you'd mentioned already that they were kind of more project-based. So is this typically like a one-year commitment or, how does this work then? I mean, I think a lot of people nowadays, because of busy schedules and all of that, sometimes they don't want to commit for a long term. So what about your volunteers? How is this handled?
Again, we really do try to take that programmatic focus. So we have opportunities to do different seasons of volunteering as talk about it. You know, everyone describes the college admissions process in financial aid as in the terms of season. Like in the fall is the season for college applications, college fairs. There's a number of volunteer opportunities that arise based on that type of programming.
And so people may come in just for that.
Yeah. Okay. And then we also have, you know, we call in the world of college access, you know, that winter season is the aid season. So we're focused on financial aid and making sure all of our students are applying for federal aid and that they're making it through.
That's a tough one too. I think a lot of kids and their families avoid that anyway because they're like, oh no, I got to pull up my income tax forms or get it done
right. Right. and it is challenging. But the thing about financial aid, what I learned from one of my mentors is that, you know, there's the saying that better late the never is true in everything except for financial aid. And financial aid, late is never.
Never.
So is never in financial aid. So we need a strong cohort of volunteers around making sure that we get as many students through that process as possible in our workshops. And then, you know, year long we do college planning with families. So we can always use volunteers for those efforts as well.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to learn about. Amy. So Amy, last time we talked about the Blueprint College program, and I know this is kind of your baby here. I mean, this is something that you've worked on very hard. Could you once again give our listeners a little background on this? Because at one point in time, I think it was mainly with maybe middle school, but now it has continued. So can you talk about that just a little bit? And you're going to have volunteers helping out with this as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So Blueprint College is a program that we started with I Know I Can a few years ago, and we started our first program, had about 200 students and families, and since that time we've really grown. We were doing the program at one site then. This year our goal for Blueprint College is to serve about 3,000 students and families, and we will be in 9 neighborhoods across the district doing a series of college planning workshops that are designed to help both the parents and the students learn about some of those steps to take early on.
I'm gonna stop you right there because I want you to right now give me some of those specific steps that you bring to these students and to their families. What are some of the very specific things that you do when you have these workshops?
Sure. Well, one of our main messages is college planning starts now. So we work with parents and students to understand some of the basic, even just facts and statistics. These are college going rates in our community. This is where we need to be competitive in a global society. So we look at what are some of the gaps, and we talk about, you know, what can we be doing? Again, it's workshop style, so we're not just doing lecture.
Right, because that'll turn off a kid right away. What kinds of activities do you do?
We align the student's curriculum with the parent's curriculum. So if we're working with the parents on, you know, building a college going culture at home, what are some things that you can do? The students, for example, might be in their workshops decorating college pennants or learning about doing some activities to explore some different colleges and setting some goals about colleges that they're going to want to explore later on. And then having, you know, opportunities to say, like, how do you have this conversation daily? How do you make it part of, you know, the daily kind of conversations in your family? So what are some dinner topics related to classes, academics? But we work on, you know, what are the right classes to take with both the parents and students? What do we know about financial aid? Because there are lots of myths about what college really costs and how it can be accessible and affordable to families. So we work on that with parents. And then while parents are learning about that topic, students might be doing some hands-on simulations to kind of understand
the salaries that
they're going to need in order to support the lifestyle
that they want. So if I'm going to have this mini mansion and I'm going to have my fleet of cars, what kind of salary do I need? What kind of career will support this kind of salary?
Exactly. And a lot of times the reality, the message at the end of the day for our students is, you know, college doesn't guarantee that obviously that you're going to make, you know, a ton of money. But it does tell us that a college graduate is going to typically make more, about $1 million more during their lifetime than a high school graduate. So let's close our eyes and think and dream about what we're going to do with that $1 million and how that's really going to change our long-term happiness and success.
How many people do you typically have in one of these workshops? How many people do you have participating? And are you having your volunteers then help to conduct these workshops?
We do. We have about 400 individuals, students, families all together within the workshop. So everyone comes together and we have volunteers that might help with registration or they might help with serving families dinner. And then we separate out parents and students. So our parent workshops are typically led by our staff, or we bring in college admissions and financial aid representatives who help deliver some of that really, you know, specific expertise information. But our students, our students break out into classrooms, and we typically have one of our college guides, our AmeriCorps volunteers that have curriculum with hands-on activities, and we can use, you know, extra energy, extra enthusiasm, and extra assistance in those classrooms with our AmeriCorps members helping the students to really ensure they get that message. We're in groups of about 20, and we try to break them down into teams of about 4 to 5 students, and we place volunteers strategically in those rooms to help with the activities.
Small groups, so much better.
Yeah, and make sure students leave with, you know, a clear message.
Wow. Well, now I understand that you are going to be looking for some more volunteers for the Blueprint College program. And what kind of person do you look for? And we have just a very little bit of time left here, Amy, but what kind of person are you looking for? What kind of individual would be a good volunteer?
Anyone who has, you know, energy that can keep middle school students engaged. They've been in school already for 8 hours.
Yeah, they're tired.
So they are tired. We need enthusiasm, energy. But really, it's just that sense of a caring adult.
Right.
Kids, you know, they want to be in the presence of a caring adult, someone that they know is interested in their future and can help make a difference. So energy, and the ability to serve as a caring adult are the top two criteria that I'd say make a successful volunteer for our organization.
Well, we certainly have plenty of those in Columbus, Ohio. You've already mentioned that you've had a lot of success with volunteers in the past, and that certainly there are many generous as well as caring adults here in Columbus, Ohio, who I'm sure want to help our children, help our students. If listeners want to know more about I Know I Can, the Blueprint College program, or even serving as a volunteer, Amy, what should they do?
Definitely check our website. We do post our program information there.
And why don't you give us that website address?
Uh-huh. It's www.iknowican.org. Or individuals can feel free to contact us by phone as well, 614-233-9510.
Well, Amy Wade, you certainly have a very exciting time coming up this next year with the great expansion of the Blueprint College program, all the fine work that you already do with the book that you use at the elementary level, helping those kids at the high school level, you know, with not only their applications, but also their financial aid, and then moving on to the area of in college where you're still supporting them, and we really never even got to touch on that, and I'd love to hear more about it maybe on a later program, because I think that's a really vital part of this whole piece, because kids get into college and then, you know, a lot of times they feel lost. So certainly I Know I Can is doing a great job, and I want to thank you so much. I want to thank Amy Wade, who is Director of Early Awareness and Grants at I Know I Can, for appearing on this program. Amy, it's been great.
Thanks, Sue. It's my pleasure.
This concludes our program. I'm Sue Miziak. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. A podcast of this program will soon be available at wcbe.org. Good night.